Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
It's good to see you all. I'd like to open up the word to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 非常高兴再次见到大家，
让我们一起打开哥林多书第一章。
We'll read the last two verses of chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians.
我们一起来读哥林多前书第一章最后两节。
So 1 Corinthians 1, starting at verse 30.
哥林多前书第一章，我们从第三十节开始。
But of him...You are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that as it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎，就如经上所记，夸口的，当指着主夸口。
I'd like to read several verses from Proverbs chapter 8.
我们再一起来读箴言第八章中的一些经文。
So Proverbs chapter 8 from verse 1.
箴言第八章第一节。
Does not wisdom cry out, and understanding lift up her voice?She takes her stand on the top of the high hill beside the way where the paths meet.
智慧岂不呼叫？聪明岂不发声？她在道旁高处的顶上，在十字架路口站立。
And then from verse 12 through 18. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance in the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate.Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Actually, let's stop there.
第八章第十二节开始。因为智慧比珍珠更美，一切可喜爱的都不足以比较。我智慧以灵灵为居所，又寻得知识和谋略，敬畏耶和华，在乎恨恶邪恶，那骄傲、狂傲并恶道以及乖谬的口，都为我所恨恶。我有谋略和真知识，我乃聪明，我有能力。帝王借我做国位，君王借我定公平，王子和首领，世上一切的审判官。都是借着我掌权，爱我的我也爱他，恳切寻求我的必得寻见。
And we'll just scroll down a few more verses from verse 22.
Okay, 我们再从第二十二节开始。
The Lord possessed me at the beginning of His way, before His works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth.When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primeval dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limit.So that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him.
在耶和华造化的起头，在太初创造万物之先就有了我，从亘古，从太初，未有世界以前，我已被立，没有深渊，没有大水的泉源，我已生出。大山未曾奠定，小山未有之先，我已生出。耶和华还没有创造大地和田野，并世上的土质，我已生出。他立高天，我在那里；他在渊面的周围画出圆圈，上使穹苍坚硬，下使渊源稳固，为沧海定出界限，使水不能越过他的命令，立定大地的根基。那时，我在那里为公师，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃。
So if you gather from the scriptures that we read, today's focus will be on wisdom.
那么从今天我们读的经文，你就会看到今天我们要讲的主题就是智慧。
And specifically, just to refine that more, I'd like to talk about the fullness of His wisdom.
那么特别讲到智慧的丰满这一方面。
And if I could split up what I'm sharing in three parts, it would be like this.
那么我要讲的呢，一共有三个部分。
The source of wisdom.
智慧的源泉。
Spiritual versus earthly wisdom.
属灵的智慧和属世的智慧。
And God's call for us to walk in wisdom.
那么神呼召我们在智慧里面行走。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, thank you so much that you have given us your word.
主啊，我们实在为着你把你的话赏赐给我们而感谢你。
Your word is living and active.
你的话是活的。
We pray, Lord, that you would make us alive to your word today.
你帮助我们在你的话面前是活的。
We know that eternal life is knowing you, and we want to know you more.
我们知道认识你就是永生，我们愿意更多的来认识。
So we give you this time.
所以我们把时间交给你。
Lord, we are yours.
主啊，我们是属于你的。
Speak, your servants are listening.
主啊，请说，仆人静听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
So, these three topics, the source of wisdom, spiritual versus earthly wisdom, and walking in wisdom.
这三个题目，智慧的源泉，属灵的智慧和属地的智慧，以及在智慧当中行走，这三个题目。
Wisdom is a very interesting word.
智慧是一个很有趣的词。
It's actually not very easy to define wisdom.
是不很容易来定义的。
In wisdom, there are notes of experience.
那么智慧里面包括呢，在经验里面的得知。
Knowledge.
我们的知识。
Prudence.
我们的智慧。
Good judgment.
我们能够做出恰当的判断。
It's almost one of those things where you know it when you see it.
那么就是呢，你看见了。就会知道。
Right, you experience some wisdom and you say, ah, that was wise.
当你经历了一些智慧之后，你就会说，哦，这就是智慧。
I read a book recently called The Death of Expertise.
那我最近读了一本书叫做知识的深度，叫做专业知识的深度。
And I read it in relation to my work.
那是跟我的工作有关。
Because I work as a prosecutor and I oversee all forensic science cases in my office.
那么我是一个检察官，那我的工作呢是监察。
Forensic science, so DNA and fingerprints and stuff like that.
是跟生物科学有关的，就讲到 DNA 这些事情。
So I deal with expert witnesses regularly for court cases.
那么我要常常呢跟这些专家打交道。
Does that make sense?
大家明白吗？
Okay. So the premise of this book is that there are many forces that are trying to undermine the authority of experts.
那么这本书是讲到呢，现在呢有很多很多的力量试图呢要减低或者要降低这些智慧的权威。
And the author places blame in many different areas.
那么这个作者呢，他把这些原因归他把这些原因归到很多的方面。
It says there's issues because everyone is so highly educated now.
他说呢，因为现在有很多很多的人，他们都很有，他们都受到了高等的教育。
Our unbelievable access to information on the internet.
他们通过呢网络可以得知许多许多的知识。
The explosion of all these different outlets for media to consume.
那么从媒体呢也有爆炸性的各种各样的信息。
And there's been a development of an anti-expertise sentiment in our country.
所以呢，在我们国家现在有这种所谓反智的这种倾向。
And I'll just share one quote from the book. It says this.
那在这本书里面有一句话是这样说。
These are dangerous times.
现在我们处在一个危险的时代。
Never have so many people had access to so much knowledge and yet been so resistant to learning anything.
从来都没有过有这么多人，他们可以得到这么多的知识，但是同时呢，又对于任何事情的学习都这样的抵抗。
So of course, this is a secular book.
当然呢，这是一本属世的书。
But I think it's always healthy to look through the lens of spiritual eyes as we see things that maybe are just natural or secular too.
那当然呢，如果我们从属灵的角度来看这些属世的事情，对我们来讲也是有益的。
A really interesting way the author puts this: we have so much knowledge, but yet are so resistant to learning anything.
那么这个作者说的这句话是很有意思的。如今我们可以有很多很多的知识，但是我们却拒绝学习任何的事情。
And I think if we're honest, we experience this in our spiritual lives.
那么呢，诚实的话。诚实地说，我们在我们属灵生命中也有这样的倾向。
We know so much.
我们知道太多。
Right, we gather together regularly for worship and for teaching of God's word, for Bible study.
我们呢常常一起聚集啊，一起来读经，一起来读神啊，一起来听道。
And these are wonderful things.
这些都是非常好的。
We see in life that we gain common sense.
那么在我们的日常生活中我们可以得到一些常识。
We have life experience.
我们生活有一些生活的经验。
I would say most of us are successful at work.
那么我也可以说我们大多数人在工作上都很成功。
And what can easily seep into our lives is that we think that we are wise.
那么通过我们在我们的生活里面我们觉得我们是很有智慧的。
And we often become wise in our own eyes.
那么我们在自己的眼中也变得越来越有智慧。
But the word that I feel like the Lord has been impressing on my heart recently
那么最近呢神的有一句话也在我的心里面
is that there's only one true expert
那么就是呢只有一个 真正的专家只有一个
and I say that expert with a capital E
那么我说的这个专家呢是大写的专
right, Do you know what that means? You know, when you capitalize the word it gives it a note that it's speaking of something divine
那么我们知道当我们用大写的时候就跟神圣有关
So capital E expert
那么就是那个大写的 E 的专家。
Of course, you know who I'm talking about.
当然，你们知道我在说谁。
I know there are fifth grader and up in this room, and if I were to ask you who's the expert that I'm talking about, I think you would know.
那么我们在这里面五年级以上的啊、都在这里。如果我问你说这个大写的 E 的专家是谁，大家都知道。
Because the reality is, and we know this as objective truth, but sometimes we just need to be reminded of this as we go on.With our walk in the Lord.
那么我们都知道，从客观上我们都知道这个真理。但是当我们与神一起同行的时候，我们一直需要被提醒。
There's only one who knows everything.
知道所有事情的只有一位。
There's only one who knows the end from the beginning.
只有一位他知道自始至终的事情。
There's only one who it's been said that he does all things well.
只有一位他可以说他万事都在他手中成就。
He knows when to wait.
他知道什么时候等候。
When to go out of his way.
什么时候出发。
Right, we know in scripture, there's so many scriptures that speak about the wisdom of God.
在圣经里面有许许多的经文讲到神的智慧。
Just to read one more verse from Romans 11.
我们就读一节在哥林啊、在罗马书第十一章。
Chapter 11, verse 33.
第十一节三十三节
It says, Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
罗马书十一章第三十三节深哉神丰富的智慧和知识他的判断何其难测他的踪迹何其难寻
I don't even think I gave that verse enough justice because there are two exclamation points in that verse.
在这里面呢有两个惊叹号
I'm going to say it again with the gusto that's in the, as Paul shares it. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
深哉神丰富的智慧和知识他的判断何其难测他的踪迹何其难寻
It's amazing then we see as we read at the beginning that 1 Corinthians verse where Jesus is the wisdom of God
那哥林多前书第一章刚才我们读到的那里面说耶稣他是神的智慧
We know the Son of God became the Son of Man and Jesus exegetes God He explains God We see God in Jesus
那么呢神子成为人子来到这个地上让我们接受耶稣基督让我们可以看见神
Do you want to see the wisdom of God?
你要看见神的智慧吗
Look at Jesus
来看耶稣
And we had this interesting passage in Proverbs chapter 8
那么在箴言第八章里面我们看到
I wonder if you've ever seen it in this way where wisdom is personified as a person.
我不知道你注意到没有, 在这里面呢, 他把智慧讲成是一个人。
Even as the passage begins in chapter 8, verse 1, it says, does not wisdom cry out?
就是在八章第一节那里面就讲到说,
I mean, we define wisdom before. Wisdom is just experience and knowledge and prudence and judgment, but wisdom of itself doesn't do anything.
那我们前面也讲到说, 所谓智慧就是讲到知识，就是讲到 聪明就是讲到判断，但是我们没有定义智慧，但是这里面却说智慧岂不呼叫吗？
Wisdom is a man.
智慧是一个人。
Wisdom is our Lord Jesus Christ.
智慧就是我们的主耶稣。
Look, I mean, if you read through the passage and really study it, that section from verses 22 through 30 just speaks about how before there was time, Jesus was.
如果我们从第22节开始读，我们就看到 在还没有时间的时候，从亘古开始， 耶稣基督就是。
And as we look out from before time and through creation and the way God has worked through generation after generation, what we see is this perfect wisdom.
那么我们如果这样读下来的时候， 就看到在时间里面从开始，从世世代代， 耶稣基督他就是智慧。
And we see this little sliver of Jesus' public ministry in the Gospels. The 3.5 years.
那么在耶稣基督3年半的服事里面，我们也能够看到这一点，一点点。
I love how in John it talks about how if everything that Jesus did was written written down, not every book in the entire world would be able to contain it. Right? You know that passage.
约翰曾经说过，耶稣所行的事如果都记下来的话，这个世界都容不下。
So we just have this little touch of Jesus' wisdom.
我们不过是刚刚看到一点点耶稣的智慧。
Think about it. How Jesus never did anything unintentionally.
我们看到耶稣基督他所做的事情都是经过计划。
There was never any accident in what he did.
他所做的事里面没有任何的意外。
Or what he said.
他所说的。
You remember how in John 4 how it says Jesus needed to go through Samaria.
记不记得在约翰福音第四章他说耶稣他要到他必须经过撒玛利亚。
Of course there are many ways to get from point A to point B.
从A到B可以有很多的路。
Right, like when I punched in Google Maps this morning to drive here from Manhattan, there were multiple different routes that I could have taken to get here.
今天早上当我用谷歌地图来查从我那里到这里的时候，它显示出很多不同的路可以到这里。
And I'm not saying that I needed to go on Route 3. That's not my point. But the idea is that Jesus always had a purpose. He needed to go through Samaria, and the reason was because he was going to meet somebody along the way.
那么耶稣呢？ 他要经过撒玛利亚，原因呢，就是因为他在撒玛利亚，他要遇见一个人。
And when you see Jesus interacting with people on his in life in the Gospels, many people ask him questions.
那么我们看到在福音里面，当耶稣跟人来交往的时候，很多人会向他问问题。
Just like we always ask the Lord questions.
就像我们一样，常常要向主问问题。
What do I do?
我要做什么？
How do I deal with this situation?
我怎么处理这件事？
Right, and an example in Luke chapter 20.
比方说在路加福音第二十章。
And we'll just read a few verses just to give a touch of one example of how people always ask the Lord questions, and let's see how he dealt with the question.
那么我们只是看几节经文, 让我们看看当时的人怎么样向耶稣基督提问, 然后他怎样的回答。
So from the beginning of Luke chapter 20, it says, Now it happened on one of those days as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel that the chief priests and the scribes, together with the elders, confronted him and spoke to him, saying, Tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Or who is he who gave you this authority?
路加福音20章第1节第2节，有一天，耶稣在殿里教训百姓，讲福音的时候，祭司长和文士并长老上前来问他说， 你告诉我们，你仗着什么权柄做这些事？给你这权柄的是谁呢？
A simple question, right?
很简单的问题。
This is a very easy answer for our Lord Jesus to give.
对我们主耶稣基督来讲，这是一个很容易回答的问题。
But look at his wisdom here, verse 3. But he answered and said to them, I will also ask you one thing and answer me.
我们看看耶稣的智慧。 本来呢，他回答这个问题是很容易的，但是他却这样说：“我也要问你们一句话，你们且告诉我。”
The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men?
约翰的洗礼是从天上来的，还是从人间来的呢？
How many times, I'm sure you can recount in Scripture how Jesus answered a question with another question.
在福音书里面你们会看到好多好多次耶稣基督借着问问题来回答问题。
Right, we don't like that. We want an answer, right?
我们不喜欢这样，我们需要，我们都喜欢有答案。
We don't want the Lord just to give us a question back.
我们不希望主给我们一个问题。
Why would he answer a question with another question?
为什么他用一个问题来回答另外一个问题？
He wants us to find him.
因为他要我们来寻见他。
Right there in Proverbs 8 it says, those who diligently seek me will find me.
因为在箴言里面告诉我们说那些寻求他的人就要寻见。
So we ask our questions to the Lord.
我们向主问问题。
But don't be surprised if you get as a response back another question.
那么当如果神用一个问题作为答案的时候让我们不要惊讶。
This is his wisdom.
这是他的智慧。
Right, why did the Lord speak in so many parables?
为什么主耶稣讲这样多的比喻？
He could just give us the answer that we would want, the straightforward answer.
神可以直接给我们我们所想要的答案。
But he makes us search a little bit and try to seek him out and find out him and his ways.
但是呢，主的答案让我们能够来寻求他，能够发现他的道路。
And this is a journey that we take throughout our entire spiritual lives.
这是呢，我们在整个的属灵生命当中，我们要我们的道路。
Continuing to press into him to find that he is wisdom.
那么就是不断的来寻求他，最后发现他就是智慧。
And he has an answer that may not be in our time and what we want to hear.
那么他给我们的答案不一定是在我们所期盼的时间，或者是我们所想要的答案。
And what happens is our temptation is to kind of devolve to earthly wisdom.
那么呢，当然我们有一种试探，就是呢，让我们要得到世上的智慧。
But Scripture makes very clear, as you study Scripture, that there's a difference between spiritual wisdom and earthly wisdom.
当我们仔细读经文的时候，我们就会发现有所谓属世的智慧和属灵的智慧。
It's actually very interesting when wisdom is described in a positive way in Scripture. It almost always is spoken of in terms of being spirit-filled.
那么很有意思的是，当圣经里面用正面的来讲到智慧的时候，常常是都是讲到呢属灵的。
Or with a connection to the Holy Spirit.
或者呢是跟圣灵有关的。
Or being derived from above.
或者呢是从上面神圣上面所启示的神圣的。
You know, in Acts 6 when they were looking for the new disciples to serve, in Acts chapter 6.
在使徒行传第六章讲到要他们要要有一个新的使徒的时候。
Right, so there was the numbers were multiplying and there was need. And then verse 3, this is the early church. In verse 3 of chapter 6, it says, Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, who may we appoint over this business.
第六章第三节，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
And then we know later, of course, Stephen is chosen. And then in verse 10, speaking of Stephen, it says, And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke.
那么后来讲到斯蒂凡在第十节，斯蒂凡是以智慧和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住。
And just to give another example in Ephesians,
还有另外一个例子在以弗所书。
Paul, as he has this prayer for the saints there in Ephesus, says this in verse 17, Chapter 1, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. 1:17. Ephesians 1:17.
Okay. 保罗在这里为以弗所的圣徒祷告说，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
And of course, we know the famous passage in James chapter 3.
我们也知道在雅各书第三章。
I'm giving your fingers a workout here. Okay, James chapter 3. This whole section from verses 13 through 17, but verse 17 specifically, it says, But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
在雅各书第三章从十三节那一节，特别是第十七节，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温柔、温良、柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
And then you see on the other side of this, many examples in Scripture of those who were wise in their own eyes.
那么呢， 在经文当中我们也看到另外一方面就是很多人他们自以为有智慧
I think these are given to us as a warning
这就是呢给我们的警告
Think about Solomon as an example
比方说呢所罗门
Of course Solomon had this testimony that he was the wisest person on earth
那么我们知道所罗门呢是这个世上最有智慧的人
Of course then in the Gospels it talks about how there's a greater than Solomon here speaking, Jesus speaking about himself
那么在福音书里面我们也看到有一位比所罗门更大的就是主耶稣他讲到自己
But we know Solomon he had 3,000 proverbs and over 1,000 songs
我们也知道呢所罗门他做了三千首箴言一千多首诗歌
I wonder if a little bit of that wisdom that he had got to his head Of course, he falls in disobedience and then marries everybody.
那么当然他因着不顺服，他就失败了，他娶了许许多多的外邦女子。
And because he had these pagan wives, it says that he fell and then he just continued to trail off.
那么因为呢，他这些外邦的妻子，他就离神越来越远。
And then it's interesting. So you have the Proverbs, Song of Solomon, and Ecclesiastes.
那么也知道呢，我们一方面我们看到呢，有所罗门的智慧，他的传道书和他的箴言。
Attributed to Solomon, his writing.
他的雅歌所罗门都是作者。
And when you look through Ecclesiastes, there are some nuggets of life in there.
那么如果我们来看雅歌的话，雅歌的话，我们就看到那里面有一些生活的智慧。
But you also see so much of just this almost prideful wisdom.
我们也看到那些让他使人骄傲的智慧。
In Ecclesiastes 1, verses 12 through 18, I don't know if your Bible has this, but mine has this little title above the section. It says, The grief of wisdom.
传道书第一章
12 through 18.
第十二节到第十八节
It's almost like his wisdom became prideful.
让我们看到他的智慧几乎就让他
It was all about him and what he knew.
都是他知道
Right, I'm sure he remembered that time when the Queen of Sheba came by and extolled him for his virtue of amazing wisdom.
我们也知道呢那女王到他这里面来，被他的智慧所折服。
It's almost like he took this gift and then just put it on his own shoulders and said, "This is now all me."
那么就好像我们看到所罗门呢，就说所有这些智慧都是我的。
Right, and then you see just this tragedy of almost in verses 12 through 18 of him trying to live through this wisdom and the heaviness that it put upon him.
那么让我们看到呢，因为他这样，因为他以为所有这些智慧都是属于他的，我们几乎就看到那个悲剧。
And this is what happens when we're wise in our own eyes.
那么当我们自以为智慧的时候，这就是要发生在我们身上的事。
We're consumed by kind of this selfishness almost.
我们呢为我们的自我，我们完全被我们的自我
It's like a heaviness. There's no lightness to our life.
那么就成为我们的重担，在我们当中，在我们的生命当中不再有光。
Because we place all the responsibility on our own shoulders.
因为我们把所有的责任都放在自己的肩上。
Because we think that we can figure it out.
因为我们以为我们可以解决各样的问题。
Right, we have all the answers. We've heard everything. We know what we should do.
我们呢，我们都什么我们都听到了，我们以为都可以去做。
And then we can just get just caught up and it's impossible.For us to really press on because of the heaviness.
那么呢，我们因此呢，以至于我们不能继续往前走，因为我们身上的重担。
And of course, if you look in the other wisdom books in the Old Testament, like Job.
那么我再看旧约当中其他的智慧书，比如说约伯记。
Job, such an interesting book, where all of Job's friends, after he goes through these remarkable tragedies, basically say.You must have deserved it. This wouldn't happen to you unless you deserved it.
那么我们来看约伯的朋友的时候，我们看到他们似乎都是一样的模式，就是他们责备约伯说，如果不是你的责任的话，这些事情不会发生在你身上。
Totally earthly wisdom.
完全是属地的智慧。
They didn't see that God knew exactly what was happening.
他们不知道神知道一切。
I mean, Job was confused. They were all just confused.
约伯他疑惑了，他们所有的人都疑惑了。
And then you remember that section in Job 38 and 39.
我们知道在约伯记38、39章。
We won't read the whole thing, but then God over and over is saying to Job, "Were you there when I did this? Do you know this? Like, do you really know who I am and who you are?"
那么在约伯记三十八、三十九章的里面，神一次一次的问约伯：“你在那里吗？你在那里吗？你知道这一切吗？”
And when you study these scriptures and you really think about the source of wisdom and how He's called us to spiritual wisdom, it humbles us.
那么当我们看到当圣经里面讲到智慧的源泉的时候，讲到这些属灵的智慧的时候，我们不得不谦卑。
And it should continue to humble us.
而且要不断的让我们谦卑。
Right, we know what the Lord says in John 15. He says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing."
在约翰福音第十五章，主耶稣说：“离开了我，你们不能做任何事。”
Nothing.
任何事情都不能做。
This morning, I was reading Proverbs 14.
今天早上我读箴言第十四章的时候。
You know, this is I share this especially the young people in here. If you're looking for a good devotional, you can read one chapter of Proverbs a day, whatever the day of the month is.
那么我特别是对这里的年轻人有这样一个建议：如果你需要寻求智慧的话，我建议你每天早晨晨更的时候读一章箴言。
So today is the 14th. I read Proverbs 14.
今天是。就是每个月读一章，那今天是十四号，所以我读的是第十四章。
And it speaks directly to this topic.
那他讲到的题目就是，讲到
chapter 14 verse 12.
第十四章第十二节。
There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death.
有一条路人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
That same verse is actually repeated in chapter 16, verse 25.
那么同样一节经文在第十六章二十五节又说了一遍。
If you don't believe me, just turn the page.
如果你不信的话，我们就翻到第十六章。
It says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death."
第十六章第二十五节有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡。
Now, in God's economy, He knows what He's doing. Okay.
那么神当然知道他在做什么。
There's no accident of what he puts in his word.
那么他在圣经里面当然没有任何的意外。
Oh, why do you think he repeats this twice to us?
那么为什么他要重复这节经文呢？
Maybe he knows better than us, and he knows that we need to hear it again.
他当然比我们更了解自己，他知道我们需要听见他的话。
You want to go your way and try to figure it out your way?
你要走自己的路吗？
It's death.
那是死亡之路。
You want to do things my way?
但是你要走我的路。
It's life.
就是生命。
It's black and white.
就是黑白之分。
There's no in between.
没有中间道路。
And that to me is very humbling.
对我来讲，就得让我谦卑下来。
Right. But then he's called us to walk in wisdom.
但是他呼召我们要走智慧之路。
And I honestly believe that none of us want to walk the way of death.
当然，我们没有一个人想要走死亡之路。
The reality is that he actually has equipped us with everything that we need to actually walk in the wisdom that he's called us to.
那么呢，他已经把他的话都给我们，使我们能够在智慧之路上行走，在生命之路上行走。
He wouldn't tell us to walk in wisdom unless he actually gave us all the equipment to be able to do so.
他不会叫我们走智慧之路，除非呢，他已经把他的话都给了我们。
Where do we start today? In 1 Corinthians 1.
我们今天是从哥林多前书第一章开始。
But...Of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
So he himself, who is the source of wisdom,
所以他自己就是智慧的源泉。
He is in us.
他如今在我们里面。
And we are in him.
我们呢，在他里面。
Therefore, we have all of the equipment to be able to walk in wisdom.
所以呢，他装备了我们。他给了我们一切所需要的装备来行走智慧之路。
And this should cause us to see that we need not make decisions with earthly wisdom.
这就告诉我们说，我们不能用属世的智慧来做决定。
Because of our own experience and our own common sense.
我们自己的经历，我们的常识。
This is, I think, just the proclivity or the inclination that we all have is to just fall back into what we already know.
那么我们的本性呢，让我们常常会回到我们自己之中。
And this applies to all areas of our life.
在我们生活的各个方面都是一样。
This applies so much in church life.
在教会的生活中也是一样。
Think about it. Like, let's say somebody has a natural ability as an extrovert, and we say, well, that person should just preach.
那么我们知道呢，有的人他 天生的他就口才很好，那么会觉得就应当让这个人来讲道。
Actually, maybe it's the quiet brother who has really the life of the Lord in him and has the gift of being able to preach.
实际上呢，可能是一个很安静的弟兄，但是因为有神给他的恩赐，所以其实他应该来讲道。
So just because things are outward doesn't mean that therefore that's the way that it should be.
那么我们外面表现并不能决定事情应该怎样的决定。
Right, just because someone's a natural leader doesn't mean that they therefore become an elder.
那么呢，一个有天生的领袖的才干的人不等于他就应该是教会的长老。
We can't look at things with natural eyes. We have to see them with spiritual eyes, with spiritual wisdom.
所以呢，我们要学习用属灵的眼光，而不是属世的眼光，用属灵的智慧来决定。
This need for spiritual wisdom is so important in our family life.
在我们家庭生活中，属灵的智慧也非常的重要。
We're so influenced by the world in our family life.
我们在家庭生活中深深的受世界影响。
For those of us who have children, what's the worldly wisdom that I'll tell you I hear all the time?
那么我们这些做家长呢，哪些是属世的智慧呢？我可以跟大家讲，我常常听到。
As soon as my wife and I had a girl and then a boy, so many people said to us,Well, you have a girl and a boy. You're done having kids, right?
那么，当我们有了一个男孩和一个女孩之后，很多人就跟我们讲，你们够了。
Well, is that the Lord's way?
这是神的道路吗？
Just because we have a girl and a boy, is that it?
那么我们有了一个男孩一个女孩就这样了吗？
Isn't that just worldly wisdom?
这是不是就是属世的智慧？
Right? I mean, where's, at least for us, was, well, we want to live by faith, whatever the Lord wants.
那么我们是希望的能够凭着信心而活，靠神让我们怎么做我们就怎么做。
But we're constantly inundated with worldly wisdom around us.
但是呢，我们一直都是这个属世的智慧呢，在我们日常生活中一直都围绕着我们。
It's impractical to have more than two kids.
告诉我们说，如果你两个以上的孩子，这样的生活是不实际的。
You can't afford that.
你付不出他你养不活他的。
But we also know that God supplies all of our need.
但是我们知道神供应我们一切的需要。
And if he blesses us with another child, then that's from him and he'll provide.
那么他给的我们每一个孩子都是给我们的祝福。
I don't know if I'm going to come back next year. There's going to be a lot more kids here. I'm not saying just have as many kids as possible. I'm not saying.
我不是说你们使劲生能生多少生多少，下次我来的时候这里面孩子更多了。
My point is the Lord has a way of his wisdom.
那我要所说的是呢，神在他的智慧里面有他自己的道路。
Just because the world is going in one direction doesn't mean we need to stay with it.
那么因为世界有一个方向，不等于说我们就要跟从他。
I heard this great quote years ago. It says this.
我很多很多年以前听到这样一句话。
I actually think it was Lance Lambert that says this.
我记得是兰佩德弟兄说的。
Only dead fish always go with the stream.
只有死鱼呢才能够随波逐流。
You guys said only dead fish always go with the current.
你们知道呢，只有死的鱼才随波逐流。
You know, sometimes our spiritual life is against the current.
你知道吗？我们属灵的生活常常是逆流而行。
And there's a cost to that.
这是要付代价的。
And we have to die to our self-life.
我们自己的生命必须死。
Because his way is life.
因为他的道路是生命的道路。
And he actually will give us the wisdom to show us his way.
那么他也在他的智慧里面向我们显明他的道路。
And then once we have the two kids, three kids, ten kids, whatever it is.
不管我们是有两个孩子、三个孩子、
十个孩子。Fill the whole row with kids if that's his way.
如果他的道路就是让我们把这一排都要做满。
Child training.
那么要训练孩子。
Right, maybe you're going through the same thing that we're learning. I have three young children.
如果呢
If you're a young family here, maybe you're going through the same thing that we're going through with three young children.
如果呢，你们如果像我们一样啊，我们刚刚开始家庭生活，有三个小孩。
You can go to a bookstore, and there are dozens, hundreds of books on how to raise a child.
那么如果去书店的话，你会发现很多很多关于如何教养孩子的书。
What you find if you read any of them is actually very funny.
那么如果呢你随便打开其中一本书的话你会发现很有趣。
Every scenario that's considered, the answer is, well, it could be this or it could be that.
那么你会发现这里面书里面讲到的每一种情况都告诉我们可以既是这样选择又那样选择。
It's like 180 degrees.
叫完全不同的选择。
Totally not helpful.
根本没有用处。
How do we raise our children? How do we train our children to be raised up in the Lord?
让我们怎样呢来啊 培养我们的孩子，带领我们的孩子，让他们能够跟随主。
It brings us to our knees in prayer.
那么我们需要跪下来祷告。
He is wisdom.
求他的智慧。
He's equipped us with wisdom.
让他的智慧来装备我们。
He'll show us how to raise our children.
让他来告诉我们怎么样来教养孩子。
How about our individual lives, our work lives?
那么我们个人的生活，工作的生活呢？
When you come before your yearly evaluations and your boss says, "Well done, you've been an excellent employee. I'm going to promote you."
那么当你年终评估的时候，如果你的老板对你说你的工作表现非常的好，我要提升你。
Is the answer sure? I'll take the promotion.
你是不是说当然呢？我当然，我愿意
I'll get paid more.
这样我可以赚更多的钱。
Once I get one promotion, means that another one's going to come.
那么就是说我如果提升了之后呢
？Just because you get the offer of promotion doesn't mean you need to take it.
那么如果呢，你老板愿意提升你，不表明你就接受。
Because what happens, you know, if you've gone along this line, when you get promoted, it means there's more responsibility.
那么当然呢，你如果这条路走下去的话，你被提升的话，就表明你有更多的责任。
And when there's more responsibility, there's more time.Demands.
你有更多的责任，你就要花更多的时间。
And the more time demands there are, the more you're pulled away.
那么你花更多的时间的话呢，那么就表明呢，你就 pull away, 你就没有时间做其他的事情。
Take it away from time with the Lord, time in fellowship, time with your family.
那么就把你跟神的时间，你跟主交流的时间，家庭的时间都减少。
I have a good friend, a brother in the Lord, who lived in Manhattan and fellowship with us for many years.
那么我有一个好朋友，一个我的弟兄在，他住在曼哈顿，跟我们一起聚集了很多的时间。
And he worked for the most famous investment bank in New York City.
那他在纽约市里面，在一个最著名的投资银行工作。
The Lord led him to move out of New York.
那么主带领他离开了曼哈顿。
And with the experience that he has based on his time in New York, he could be the CEO of most companies around this country.
那么根据他在投资银行工作的经历，他可以在这个国家大多数的银行成为 CEO.
And he recently came to the point where he was offered a promotion.
那么呢，他最近他有被提升的被提薪的提升的机会。
And his reaction?
他的反应呢
？Look for another job.
他说。
Right? Because this is what happens in the world is you either move up or you move out. Like that's the kind of the model in the world.
那么这个世界呢，就是说，或者呢你被提升，或者你离开，这世界就是这样。
Maybe the Lord's way is to take the promotion, but maybe it's not.
也许是呢，主他提升，也许是主的道路，也许不是主的道路。
We need His wisdom for these things.
我们在这些事上需要他的智慧。
How about in our personal lives?
那么我们个人生活如何？
For me, I've been learning another proverb.
啊，对我自己来讲，我学到了另外一个箴言。
He who restrains his lips is wise.
那么能够管住自己舌头的是智慧人。
You know, maybe you're like me. When I think of something, I like to say it.
也许你跟我一样，当我想到事情的时候，我就要说。
But there's actually a lot of wisdom in not just always giving the answer.
那么呢，其实呢，不是每次都提供一个答案，这样才是智慧。
This is usually healthy in our marriages, not to always have the answer.
在我们婚姻里面，不给出答案，常常是有智慧的。
When we're shepherding other saints in the body of Christ, maybe we shouldn't just give the answer to somebody.
当我们牧养神的教会啊，基督的身体的时候，常常不给出答案是有智慧的。
But as a shepherd, we just bring them to Christ. Let them see the answer.
作为牧者，我们是把他们带到神的面前，让他们去寻找答案。
And the Lord really has a sense of humor sometimes because I've been really chewing on this word about restraining my lips.
那神是很幽默的。最近呢，我一直在反复思想勒住自己舌头这件事。
And the Lord took away my voice this week.
所以这个礼拜呢，神就让我讲不出话来。
I know if you were here for prayer meeting this week, I believe you lifted me up in prayers. Thank you for that. For restoring my voice.
如果你来祷告会的话，你就知道呢，我请大家为这件事情为我祷告。
It's funny when you talk for a living and you can't talk.
那么很有趣的是呢，你靠说话来。你生活是靠着你是靠着生你是靠着说话来做你工作的，但是呢，你却说不出话来。
But the Lord works in mysterious ways.
但是呢，神按照他的方式做事。
Teaching me this lesson, Do I want to have spiritual wisdom? Restrain my lips.
那么神教我这样一个功课，你要有属灵的智慧吗？你要勒住你的舌头。
We can just walk through all different areas and different examples in our lives, and in every one, there's an opportunity to pause, ask the Lord to see what His wisdom is.
那么我们在生活的各个方面，在各个方面，我们都有这样的机会，就是来寻求。神的话让我们在他面前安静。
I have to imagine that many of you in this room are in that valley of decision, of some decision that you have to make in your life.
我相信呢，在我们这里的很多人都到了一点，要在我们的生活当中，在我们生命里面做出决定。
Whether you're a young person, you're thinking about classes or activities or what school you're wanting to go to.
如果你是年轻的人的话，你可能要做的决定就是选什么样的课，去什么样的学校。
Whether you're a parent who's advising your child to answer those questions.
如果你是父母的话呢，你就要给你的儿女呢提出啊各样的建议。
We're thinking about all these things in our family life and church life and our work life.
在我们的家庭生活、教会生活、工作生活，我们都会遇到这样的情形。
We have to come back and be refreshed in this fact.
那么我们都需要静下来，来
He is wisdom.
来回想。他是智慧
right? He gives us His word, so of course wisdom should be rooted in Scripture.
那么呢，他把这个智慧呢赐给我们。
But He is wisdom.
告诉我们说，他就是智慧。
He is that capital E expert.
他就是那个大写的专家。
Right? And it's not like we have to, we're at a loss because He actually is in us.
我们没有迷失，因为呢，他就在我们里面。
Right, if we really are refreshed in this way to see Him as our wisdom, then I believe in faith that He will show us His way.
我们要一直提醒自己，他是我们的智慧，他会将他的道路显明给我们。
And that we, even as Paul prayed for the saints, that we would be filled with that spirit of wisdom, that we would also pray for that for ourselves and for one another.
那么呢，就像保罗。在以弗所书告诉我们的说，我们要求那赐人智慧的灵，而且我们要彼此带导。
To be filled with that spiritual wisdom from above.
让那个从上面来的充满智慧的灵充满我们。
So I hope that we would chew on this word and that it would really actually just make a difference in our day-to-day lives as we press on with the Lord.
我盼望当我们咀嚼神这些话的时候，在我们每天的生活里面，我们思想这些话的时候，我们的生命可以被他改变。
As He's refining us and pruning us and conforming us to His image.
那么让他呢可以按照他的形象不断的来改变我们，塑造我们。
This area to see that He is the fullness of wisdom is so important.
让我们看到他就是那个丰满的智慧，对我们来讲实在太重要了。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we are humbled when we think about our lives and how much we need you.
当我们想到我们自己的生命，我们何等需要你的时候，你就使我们谦卑。
Thank you that you are so merciful to us.
谢谢你对我们这样的怜悯。
When we go off the path that you want us to be on, how you just have your hand outstretched, ready for us to grab it and come back on track.
当我们偏离你的道路的时候，你就用你的手来挽救我们，把我们带回到你的道路之中。
Lord, as we present ourselves before you today, we realize that we are at a loss when there are so many decisions that are set before us.
主，我们把自己交在你的手中，因为我们知道，因为我们要做许许多多的决定，我们常常就迷失了。
We're thankful that you are wisdom.
我们谢谢你，因为你就是智慧。
That you who are wisdom are in us.
你就是在我们里面的智慧。
And that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and want to show us your way of wisdom.
你要显明你自己就智慧，你是我们的道路、真理、生命。
Lord, forgive us for the earthly wisdom that we operate in so often.
神啊，请你赦免我们，我们常常用属世的智慧。
We just turn to you now and pray, Lord, that you would fill us with a spirit of wisdom.
我们现在转向你，愿你用你属灵的智慧来充满我们。
Thank you, Lord, that we can fellowship on these things and we commit the word to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
我们谢谢你，我们可以在这些事情上，我们在这些话语上能够分享。愿你与我们同在，我们靠主耶稣基督的名。